SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید. گزارشات عالی را در sbs.com.au/dari پیدا کنید.
انجمن طبی استرالیا با راه اندازی یک کمپاین خواستار اصلاحات سیستم مدیکر برای حصول اطمینان از دریافت مراقبت‌های صحی مریضان شده است. کمپاین به نام مدرن کردن مدیکر یاد می‌شود و این انجمن گفته است که در شرایط امروزی سیستم فعلی مدیکر پاسخگویی نیازهای مریضان نیست. نسخه ابتدایی مدیکر به نام میدی بانک در سال 1975 پس از چندین تلاش ناموفق برای راه اندازی یک سیستم صحی در استرالیا ایجاد شد. اما تا اوایل دهه 80 به جای تحت پوشش قرار دادن تمام استرالیایی ها، حکومت تنها به کلانسالان و خانواده های با درآمد کم خدمات صحی ارائه می کرد و صدها هزار استرالیایی مجبور شده بودند به بیمه صحی خصوصی اتکا کنند. در سال 1983 یک طرح بیمه صحی جهانی دوباره برقرار شد و مدیکر از سال بعدی شروع به کار کرد. اگرچه این مسیر هموار نبود، به نظر می رسد که برنامه ریزی باید از نو آغاز شود. دانیل مکمولن رئیس انجمن طبی استرالیا می گوید که مدیکر در گذشته بند مانده است.
It was invented in 1984, and back then people maybe had one or two simple problems that they needed to see the GP for, and usually didn't need to spend more than a couple of minutes with the doctor. But now, of course, we're in a time where people have more chronic diseases, more mental illness, and even the treatment of simple health conditions is more complicated than it was back in the 80s. And yet, we've got the same old structure of Medicare.
Dr. McMullen میگوید که به همین دلیل انجمن صحی استرالیا کمپاین مدرن کردن مدیکر را راه اندازی کرده و خواستار اصلاحات عاجل در این سیستم است. پیشنهادات شامل تأمین بودجه مناسب برای دکتران عمومی و ایجاد یک ساختار جدید مشاوره هفت مرحله‌ای استاندارد است که هدف آن کمک به مریضان برای گذراندن وقت بیشتر با دکتر خود است.
The average consultation time is now up to more than 18 minutes with the GP, but Medicare was built at a time when it was more common to just spend sort of 5 to 10 minutes in that room. And our Medicare rebates for longer consultations just haven't kept pace with the cost of care, and it means patients are having to spend more and more out of pocket. It's costing more and more to go to the doctor, and we know that's difficult in the time of a cost of living crisis.
اما چرا مردم با وقت بیشتر نیاز دارند؟ دکتر مایکل رایت رئیس کالج سلطنتی دکتران عمومی استرالیا در این باره توضیح می‌دهد.
What we're finding is our population's growing, but our population's also getting older. And more of us are living with chronic health conditions. So things like diabetes, asthma, we've got more people living with mental health conditions and often with multiple health conditions. And that's how the nature of the care we provide has changed, but Medicare hasn't. So what we need is we need to invest more in longer consultations.
او میگوید که در دراز مدت افزایش زمان مشاوره استاندارد میتواند در صرفه‌جویی مصارف به حکومت کمک کند.
Within the longer consultations, it gives you the ability to provide the full sort of comprehensive care. You can, in 5 minutes, you just can't do. Like often people will present with one problem, maybe two, or often three or four. Then there's also their preventative health, things like making sure that they've had all the screening that they need up to date. And also talking about their mental health conditions, even social issues, all of those things take more time. And if we fund general practice properly, we can keep people well in the community. And that's the best investment that we can put into Medicare, because by keeping them well in the community, they're less likely to need to go to emergency departments or hospitals, which we know are much more expensive than an appointment with your GP.
انجمن طبی استرالیا همچنان خواستار یک رویکرد چند رشته‌ای تر در مراقبت‌های صحی در طبابت عمومی و 500 جایگاه آموزشی بیشتر برای دکتران فامیلی است. دکتر مکمولن میگوید که استرالیا با کمبود نیروی کار دکتران عمومی روبرو است.
And if we do nothing about it, we'll be more than 10,000 GPs short in just 6 years. And that's been a combination of this poor indexation of Medicare rebates. So it's been harder to earn a decent living doing general practice. There's been difficulties in attracting enough of a workforce to general practice when they could go work in other specialties instead.
پیتر بریدن رئیس برنامه صحی در اینستیتوت گراتن میگوید که جوامع با درآمد پایین بیشترین آسیب را از مشکلات صحی فعلی می‌بینند.
It's poorer people who can't afford to pay out-of-pocket fees at the GP, reducing the choice of, you know, where they can go. And it's people who live in GP deserts, these communities in many rural parts of Australia where there's just much less care. And those people are sicker. They're much more likely to go to hospital for a condition that could have been prevented with good primary care. They tend to often have lower bulk billing and have to pay more. So it's really perverse that we have, you know, the least care in those areas that need it most.
Dr. Wright میگوید که برای حل این مشکل دو اقدام اساسی باید صورت گیرد.
General practice needs a significant funding through a boost in Medicare after years of health being defunded by successive governments, and the funding for Medicare and for patient rebates hasn't kept pace with the inflation. I think we need to do two things. I think increasing the rebate will make it easier for GPs to bulk bill these longer consultations, and it will also decrease the out-of-pocket costs for people who don't have access to bulk billing. So I think that's important. And also we need to train more GPs, and by supporting patients with more higher rebates will make it easier for them to spend more time with their GP when they need to.
با نزدیک شدن به انتخابات فدرالی، حکومت احتمالی آینده تحت فشار قرار گرفتند تا مدیکر را در بودجه های خود اولویت بدهند. دکتر مکمولن میگوید:
Both sides of government here really do want to help the health of Australians, but obviously both have budgets to stick to, and we know it's going to be a really contested election with lots of issues. But we think that health has to be the top of the list of priorities. Surely there is no more important investment than people's health, and so that's why we'll keep pushing both sides ahead of this election for them to put the health of Australians first and make sure that they are taking steps.
اومه افزاید هر شخصی که به مقام نخست وزیری برسد باید فوراً اقدام کند.
I think we're reaching a point of no return where after years of a Medicare freeze and then inadequate indexation, those Medicare rebates just don't meet the cost of providing care. And unless government acts now, the gap will be so wide that no government will be able to catch up.
این گزارش توسط ادریانا واینستوک از بخش خبری SBS تهیه شده بود.
می خواهید این گناه گزارش ها را بیشتر بشنوید؟ با این گزارشات از طریق اپل پادکاست، گوگل پادکاست، سپاتیفای و یا هر جایی که پادکاستتان را می گیرید گوش دهید.